AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Months of complaints about racial tensions at the University of Missouri have culminated in the resignations of both the school's president and the chancellor of its flagship campus. The restlessness peaked with a threat by 30 black football players to boycott games until President Tim Wolf agreed to step down. He did that today.
I truly love everybody here in the great institution, and my decision to resign comes out of love, not hate.
Hours later, the top administrator of the Columbus campus, Chancellor R. Bowen Lofton, announced he'll be stepping down at the end of the year. President Obama and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu met today for the first time in more than a year. Obama says they talked about ways to avoid violence between Israelis and Palestinians.
How we can lower the temperature in the between Israeli and Palestinians, how we can get back on a path towards peace.
President Obama's plan to protect from deportation an estimated 5 million people living illegally in the U.S. suffered another setback in court today. Washington state health officials say they have found no source for that E. coli outbreak related to Chipotle.
And they also said the chain's Pacific Northwest restaurants could reopen later this week.
AP correspondent Donna Blankenship reports about 40 people who ate at Chipotle got sick. Authorities say two people were killed in a small plane crash today near the Colorado Springs Airport, the pilot reporting a loss of engine power just before the plane went down in a field. Authorities have located the wreckage tonight of a small plane that had disappeared from radar in rural Georgia. The sheriff's office in Thomas County says two people on board the aircraft were killed. This is AP Radio News. Police say drugs may have been the reason one man was shot dead and two others wounded a block from Penn Station this morning.
NYPD Chief of Detectives Robert Boyce says the three men were having coffee at McDonald's a block from Penn Station when two other men in hoodies approached them.
That's an active narcotics location that we've made 52 arrests so far this year in front of and inside that McDonald's. So that's why we believe our motive right now is narcotics.
They all ended up in the nearby subway station where one victim was shot dead in the head while the other two were wounded.
We think we're on very good ground going forward in the investigative front.
He says they have witnesses and video. Julie Walker, New York.
It's been an unlucky day for the California Lottery. A computer glitch shut down lottery terminals around the state, preventing gamblers from getting numbers for Powerball and other games. Only scratch-off tickets are still being sold. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Real value shows up in reliability. You don't have to second-guess. Like a set of Firestone all-season tires. They're designed to deliver confidence-inspiring wet-weather traction and a quieter ride, no matter the road, season after season. Firestone all-season tires. For durability, you can count on. Just like people count on you. Firestone, always dependable since 1900.
Ever thought about Botox but worried you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.